Welcome to another episode of the Coach and Coordinator Podcast. As your camps are starting to begin and the season approaches, we thought it would be good to talk about one of the newer ideas for practice schedule. Fast Fridays are being used more and more by college teams as well as high school teams looking to optimize their players' game day performance. The basic idea is instead of doing the traditional no padded walkthrough the day before the game, you instead do it 2 days before the game. So for high school teams that usually play on Friday, they would be doing their walkthrough on Wednesdays. And for colleges that usually play on Saturdays, they would be doing their walkthrough on Thursdays. That leads us to the day before the game, which now is a full-speed, no-contact, scripted practice. The idea behind this type of schedule is for players' minds and bodies to remain sharp and active the day before the game instead of the conventional day before walkthrough. First, perennial powerhouse in Oklahoma, head football coach Kirk Frederick of Union High School delves into how his athletes enjoy the opportunity to have no pads, recovery, and mostly mental practices on Wednesdays, allowing them to be more focused for full speed practices on Thursdays before games.
And then on Thursdays, we ramp it up just a little bit more than a walkthrough. We'll have a team period where maybe they'll have, 10 to 12 plays. We want to ask them to go at maximum speed. We're not going to overdo it on that day before, but there's been a lot of studies about the central nervous system and allowing it to kind of get woke up after taking a day off. And we feel like it's been the best thing, and it's had our kids play the fastest on Fridays. And so we took the traditional approach of possibly, how fresh can we make these kids on Friday night? And that Wednesday, I tell you, our linemen have loved it. Where we pull the pads off of them, there's no pads on our kids on Wednesdays. We've allowed ourselves to have a shorter practice. And I think that it's caused our kids to be a lot more focused on that Thursday, the day before a game, and it's really helped us out.
I've heard a lot of coaches talk about that benefit whether it be the high school level where it's Thursday or the college level where it's Friday, that practice is very crisp and focused. My question would be on that day before, especially as you're doing this for the first time, you want to make sure, Wednesday we're going to tone it down. We're going to make it mental. How are you still ensuring that you're getting the focus you need on that day? I think that one is probably as key to going fast on Friday.
There's no doubt about it. And so it's our hope on that Wednesday. We have our kids do a lot of those checks for us, and whether we're working defensively or offensively, we're working through a lot of third down situations offensively on that. We're tracking, their mental effort. A lot of times we talk about loafs in practice where guys aren't giving effort. Well, there's also mental loafs as well that we can grade on kids and talk to our kids about not having a mental breakdown. It should be really sharp on that Wednesday. And we just kind of push the clock a little bit. You want them to be ready and crisp and do those things on that Thursday. Well, we've kind of just pushed the envelope a little bit and tried to make that more on Wednesday. It also helps in your game planning, because if there's anything at all on that Wednesday when it should be mostly mental, you've got to scratch that off the game plan. The other thing we're doing on that day is a lot of recovery stuff, recovery stretch and stuff with our strength coach and then in our athletic trainers, as far as some of the recovery boots and the foam rolling and some of those things that we really feel like the wear and tear, we look at it for being good on that Friday, but you look at it over a 4 or 5 week time period, I think it's kind of playing the long game there that they're going to be a lot fresher towards the end of the season.
Coach, I think the other part that probably coaches want to know is time-wise, what does that Wednesday and Thursday look like as the amount of time you guys are going to spend out on the field with your players?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, for us is, and it'll vary some, obviously, if you've got a two platoon team or a one platoon team, but for us, our Wednesday, we're gonna have a team stretch, and we're going to be walking off about 45 to 50 minutes later. We'll get into some O&D, different situations, game situations. We use that time to start talking through some things. Again, building on a process. We know you can't cover everything, but over a time period, we really try to look at being the best, again, when it gets to the playoffs. So it might be a Hail Mary situation that, it might be, what are the three downs before the half, that you covered that week and you kind of review, or it could be something a whole lot more important that you're talking about a goal line route combination that you can kind of walk through and talk through, two-point plays, those kinds of things. But we're really only out there about 45 minutes. And then that Thursday, that adds about another 15 to 20 minutes, so a little bit over an hour. But again, we really are trying to get that 20 to 25 minute team period on that Thursday, the day before the game, where they're going to get, anywhere from 10 to 15 plays. And we want that receiver, we want that defensive back to have to cover. We even do some half line good on good on that Thursday, half line scale, not half line hitting, but half line scale, where that corner's got to go max speed to keep up with that receiver, or he's going to look bad. And to me, that lets me know that they've gone at full speed and not just kind of jogged around the day before.
Arkansas powerhouse and state champion Shiloh Christian head coach Jeff Conway shares how his team's Thursday practices function next. Coach Conway separates special teams, offensive and defensive teams, and has limited snaps or time for each, focusing on sharp, polished play. He also shares why practicing in the morning on Thursdays helps his team.
Thank you, Keith. I'm excited to talk some football, and I love sprint through Thursdays. To me, they're the best practice of the week because it's the day in which we want to be really, really sharp. And I think in our program where we really try to maximize our Thursday, we know and understand that this is the day before the game, and that practice needs to be very, very sharp. And so our word of the day, our core value on Thursday is details. And we want to drive it into our players' head that needs to be the sharpest, that needs to be the most focused practice of the week. And so we want to do it in a way in which really drives those details. And so we do it early in the morning, and we do not stay out there long. I can remember as a younger coach trying to do those Thursday walkthroughs, and I remember every single week just being so stinking frustrated because you just didn't know. I didn't know how to do it. Do we wear helmets and shoulder pads? Do we just walk through? Do we run through? It seems like we've got the scout team screwing this play up, or maybe one of our starters messing this play up. And it always felt really frustrating for me because we were out there way too long, making way too many mistakes. Well, I think the way that we do it now really speeds up the process, and we still make some mistakes, but it just feels like we are much more focused. So we bring them in early in the morning on Thursday. We do our attendance lines on the football field at 6:20 a.m., and we start our flex at 6:30. And so when that buzzer goes off and we start our flex, it's a very fast flex. We go straight from flex, and all of our periods are really, 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 really short. We go from 1 to 6 minute periods in this 16 period practice. We will start the day off with a kickoff. And so the horn goes off, our entire team runs to the sideline. We get our kickoff team out. They get one, maybe two kicks because that first period is 2 minutes. And so we just really want them to be able to line up. We want our special teams coordinator to be able to go through his personnel real quick, get 1 to 2 kicks, and they're off. Second period, we'll do defense. We'll put the defense in the yellow zone, and it's their objective to stop the best formation play of the opponent that week, and we call it stop the best five. And so our DC is going to align that scout team in the five best looks, run the five best plays, and they're off. That's a very fast period as well. From there, we're going to go kickoff return. And so on this is a 2 minute period where we're going to get a right return, a left return, a middle return, possibly whatever it is that we're trying to scheme up that week. We're going to do it. We're going to do it very fast. And then we're off. We're going to assume that our kickoff return advanced the football far enough, and we're going to say we're on the goal line now. And so our offense sprints out to the field, and we run our best 5 goal line plays. As soon as we finish that, we go PAT. So any adjustments that we're going to make, any swinging gate type thing, any 2-point play that we might do, we've got a 1-minute to 2-minute period there to really work fast on that and fine tune that, get our guys off the field. From there, we roll right into 1-minute O, and we start the football on the negative 35, and we say there's 50 seconds to score. We've got one timeout. And so I'll have a coach on the clock. I'll have a coach on a whistle. We'll have a ball spotter, and we're trying to work 1-minute O. We've got it scripted to where we know exactly what we're running, what hash we're going to run it from, wherever the football is spotted. And I think just working that 1-minute O and doing it as fast as we can and giving our players and even coaches somewhat of a realistic situation, I think that obviously helps us. And I've been really pleased with how that's resulted and how we've gotten better at that on Friday nights. From there, we'll go red zone D. We're going to stop the next best 5. When our defense does that, we go 4-minute O. We'll put the ball in the negative 40. We'll tell our quarterback, and he's got to make this announcement in the huddle. He's got to say, we're going to milk it. You got to stay in bounds, ball security, get up slowly. And so it's his job to reinforce that to everybody on the offense. He's got to say it. If he doesn't say it, we don't run the drill. And everybody kind of echoes that. They know those are the 3 expectations when we milk it. And so from our 4-minute O, we'll go punt. When we punt the football, we sprint down, and we start our defense, and we say this is goal line defense. So now we're going to stop the next best 5. And so our defense, we put the ball in negative 10. Our defense is going to stop that scout team O, the best 5, the next best 5 looks. From there, we'll go to PAT block. From there, we'll go to hands. And then we get 2 special teams personnel periods where our special teams coordinator is calling out every unit. Everybody on the sideline, their toes are behind the line. They're sprinting to their spot on the sideline. And we're just doing a very, very fast but effective special teams personnel check. We'll say so-and-so is off and his replacement better be there to run in and fill that spot very, very quickly. If not, we start all over. And so that takes a lot of focus from our players. But I think that helps us on Friday nights to make sure we've always got a replacement ready. Everybody knows which special teams unit they're on, and everybody knows their backup. The last thing that we'll do on our sprint through practice is a perfect drive. And we start the football in the negative 5, and we go every 5-yard increments. And our offense has to run the perfect play against air. And we'll start on the negative 5, and we'll go all the way down the field. So that's 2 periods. Those 2 periods take roughly 6 minutes, 7 minutes possibly, and we do our very best to be as sharp and as polished and as perfect as we can be on those drives. And so that Thursday morning sprint through for us, it goes very fast. We started at 6:30. We ended at 7:14. From 7:14, our guys, we break. They sprint off the field. They go get their tennis shoes on, and they head right to the locker or to the weight room, and they get their second lift of the day. So for us, it's fast. It's very effective. We do play a game of sudden change, and so that Thursday sprint through is filled with change after change after change, and it's forcing our coaches and our players to be thinking of the sudden change and to be thinking of how it relates to their roles on offense, defense, and special teams. And so I feel like it keeps everybody focused. Everybody's running around at a very fast pace because they know that the periods are very, very short. And we've been very pleased with not only the way those practices have gone, but also the way that we've been able to improve our overall team play on Friday nights because of that practice.
Coach, I'm wondering if there's any thoughts or signs behind the idea of going in the morning and then getting, you know, a longer rest period before you guys are out there on Friday night. Is that something you guys consider, or is just something that fits your schedule?
We really do. We feel like that enhances us. And I honestly, I don't know if it does or not, but we sure do brainwash our kids like it does. We tell them you're going to have Thursday afternoon off. You can relax and rest your legs, and we're resting our legs on Thursday afternoon, and the opponents are not. So we're better. We're going to be better suited to play on Friday because of it. I don't know if that's true or not, but our players think it is. Yeah, it works. And another thing that I feel like it does for us is, we play 7th grade and junior high football games on Thursday night. Well, to be able to take our guys and eliminate that practice right before those games and all the chaos of possibly loading up a bus of seventh graders and getting those junior high kids fed. I mean, just everything that takes place on that Thursday evening, it's so much more relaxing for us coaches to know that that senior high practice is out of the way and our guys are ready to go. And we've not cheated them, but we've just made the entire program through that week a little bit more efficient.
Coach, as always, great to talk ball with you. Thanks for sharing this idea on Sprint Through Thursday. Coaches, you can follow him on Twitter at Jeff Conaway SC. That's JeffConawaySC. Coach, thanks again, and good luck to you this week.
Keith, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Catapult Sports Director of Emerging Markets, DJ Callender, will share with us how Chip Kelly incorporated Fast Friday into his weekly schedule while at Oregon and UCLA. Periodization was the main focus for Callender when speaking with us.
Yeah, it's a really interesting kind of perspective and anecdote. And Chip, obviously, how progressive he is, has used Catapult. Oregon football is a Catapult client, so is UCLA. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it comes back to, you know, and if any of your listeners, Keith, come from kind of that performance, strength and conditioning background, one of the hot button topics is periodization. And basically that would be looking at your practices over the course of a week, over the course of a month, over the course of a season, and then trying to build in a cadence or a tempo that ensures your athletes aren't overtraining and they aren't undertraining. And I think that topic of periodization, depending on who you ask and how the cycles are put together and the time of the season, can really vary from team to team, from sport to sport, from level of sport. College may look different than high school, et cetera. But just having that understanding of how guys are trending throughout a week or throughout a month so that they're at their best when their best is needed, whether that's the game, whether that's playoffs, whether that's a bowl game, whatever that ultimate goal is, I think having this ability to monitor and understand these baselines and understand what the output actually looks like and then start to build out the plan and be a bit smarter and more intentional with your approach is the ultimate goal.
Yesterday we had Kurt Hester, strength and conditioning coach at Louisiana Tech, give us details on Fast Fridays and No Sweat Thursdays and what those look like at the collegiate level. Hester also lets us know as to how high school coaches should approach the week with two-way players.
I mean, the thing is, when you go Fast Friday, you have to really control the reps. So what happens with a lot of coaches, you know, they're not happy with, we didn't run that play right. Let's do over, run again. And you really, each player really shouldn't have any more than 12 reps, you know, period. And it should be fast and done, and you're done. You got to get on and off the field in less than an hour. And if you can't abide by that, then you don't need to do it. You need to go back to the old school where you practice Thursday and take Friday off. The Fast Friday, you know, at Super Compensation is a great, I like it. But again, it has to be really, really controlled and monitored. The problem is, you know, a lot of coaches is you play on Saturday and then they want to come in and watch film and they want to do what they call a flush workout. There's no such thing as flushing. You don't have a buildup of lactic acid, you know, from a game. You have buildup of trauma, you know, after a game. So there is no flush. It is, you know, you're beat, an athlete's beat to hell and back. So you're not flushing anything out. You know, the body's traumatized from getting pounded on. I've always been in favor of Sunday off, but most coaches won't do that. And so they can come back and get an effective, you know, day in the weight room on Monday, usually that doesn't happen because they want to give Monday off because so they can have a day off during the week. So we end up having to train on Sunday, you know, which I don't like, but it's because when you have a no sweat Thursday, you shouldn't lift at all. I mean, it's a complete shutdown of the central nervous system. So I have to go typically on Sunday and Wednesday are my two training days, my two lifting days because of trying to supercompensate from Friday to Saturday.
I did have some coaches ask questions about, you know, reps in that Fast Friday. And the question was, really, does this apply for those coaches out there who have those two-way players. So you have that kid who plays tailback and safety. Is that a good you know, is that a good format for him?
Nope. No. I would go to old school, you know, taking you know, like say you play on Friday. So Thursday is just your normal, you know, would be either your normal special teams, kind of easy day, kind of walk through type stuff, you know. But you know, you really, it's too hard. Even at the high school, at the big 5A level, guys still play both ways, you know? And so I think at the high school level, it doesn't work. I really do. I think you're better off giving them, you know, just a walk through the day before the game.
So hearing you, the key is, number one, if you were to do this, it's, you know, and again, we'll go off the college one, the no sweat Thursday. I mean, you are shutting down the central nervous system. You aren't there out there running at all. It is completely a walkthrough, not a run through without pads. It's a walkthrough.
And some coaches out there, they'll run through it. They'll do a run through on Thursday. No, it's got to be when you say no sweat, we're talking about a walk. You are walking, walking or standing. You know, there's very little movement, and you really shouldn't be, you know, if you lift, it'd be like arms or something, you know, nothing that's going to inhibit the central nervous system whatsoever.
And then the Friday, as you said, is very, very limited in the amount of reps that they are out there sprinting around.
Right. It's fast. It is super fast. And it, like, you go and then you're done. Be perfect and you're done.
Yeah. And we like to adjust those to fit our purposes. So I think if, you know, you got to look at the science behind things too, and how that works, not just, well, these guys did it and sounds pretty cool, we'll do something like it, I'm going to modify it for my team. There is an exact purpose behind it.
No, there is no modification. It is or it isn't. like our first day, we started a couple of years ago. Our first day, I sat there with a counter, and I sat there and clicked plays. And I was like, and we got up to like 40 plays. And I walked into the head coach. I said, look, let me explain this to y'all. This can't happen again. Now, we were playing at SCS school, so it didn't matter, you know. But if we were playing a conference game or a Power 5 team, we'd really get killed because the volume was way too high. And so, you know, I had to have a meeting with the whole staff and go, okay, if we're not going to abide by these parameters, we need to go back to what we used to do and have Fridays off.
Last, Coach Noel Mazzoni, offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach at the University of Arizona, tells us how he implements No Sweat Thursdays and Fast Fridays into the Wildcats' practice schedule. And those up-tempo Friday practices really set the tone for game day.
One of our philosophy, which we got back, which is kind of a Chip Kelly, who I obviously steal a lot of stuff from Chip, and this was I thought we got from him years ago, is about the Tuesday practice, Wednesday practice. It's all, everybody builds its own way. One's a red zone day, third down day, normal down, however you structure that. Okay. But then Thursday is kind of what we call no sweat Thursday. So in other words, this is a day where basically we're trying to take the physical off our kids and it be basically mental day. And where we're going to line up and kind of go through all the drives. So I'll basically script drives all day. And it's basically kind of a run through, and just so we make sure our signals are right, make sure guys understand the calls, make sure they know their splits are right, whatever, okay. And the defense will pretty much give them kind of the 80% rule on the defense. We're going to see 80% of the time guys against all these different looks, and it's a very low impact day for us. And so it's kind of like sharpening your sword. I just stole that from Mike Leach, by the way. It's kind of like sharpening your sword on that day, right? And then now Friday is what we call Fast Friday. And Chip's whole thing was, and which he did obviously tremendous study into this, was that your neurological system, you can't have your guys be still for 48 hours and expect them to go out and after the first kickoff be at full tilt. All right, so we need to, like, break a really good sweat 24 hours before kickoff. So we kind of want to rest them a little bit on Thursday, take it off their legs, low impact day, ton of mental stuff, go through all your situational. Then Friday, it is freaking balls to the wall now. We're rolling on Friday. It's Fast Friday. Everything we do is full speed. We're finishing. Now, we're not out there very long, okay, 45 minutes to an hour maybe, all right? But when we hit the field, we are playing at game speed. So there's a couple things that we talk about, like every day, Tuesday and Wednesday, is every day is game day. That's that mentality, all right? Friday is game day mentality, okay? Thursday is, hey, take a deep breath, okay? Now we're prepared for the game. Let's go practice this stuff full speed as quick as we can, and let's go play it. And, I mean, we've been doing that for a while, and we do that even on Tuesday and Wednesday is what Coach Summon calls fast start. And we did it with Mora, and I think Chip does it where right after stretch, all right, he may blow the whistle and say, all right, ball's on the 10-yard line going in, let's go, and it's full speed. So it's kind of that same thinking is you're kind of setting the tempo. You're kind of setting the tempo for that practice right there. Might be four plays, but, man, we're going. And it's all one-word plays, and we're tempoed, and we're going fast. Well, that's kind of what Friday is. We're kind of setting the tempo for Saturday's game.
Thanks again for tuning in for our training camp series. Hopefully this is helpful for you as you prepare for the season. I know we've had a lot of interest in this topic, and we'll continue to put topics out here which are of interest to you during the season. Stay tuned as we flip to our in-season format, shorter podcast focused on things that are going to help you during the season. We have 5 series, one for each day of the week, that you're really going to be interested in and tune in during the season. If you're enjoying the podcast, please head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star rate. And if you have a minute, write a review. It really helps the podcast.